This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A charity ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday, aiming to open a sea route to deliver supplies to a population aid agencies say is on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gaza has been sealed off from the outside world since Israel began its air and ground invasion 5 months ago, and the United Nations has warned of widespread starvation. The charity ship Open Arms sailed out of the port of Larnaca, towing a barge containing flour, rice and protein. The journey to Gaza could take as long as 2 days because of the heavy tow barge. Bureaucratic obstacles and insecurity have hampered aid deliveries since the start of the war on October 7th. Aid agencies say the latest resort to sea routes and airdrops can provide only limited relief, since Israel has sealed off most land crossings.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden would not support an Israeli military operation in Rafah that does not protect civilians, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Tuesday.
That path does not lie in smashing into Rafah, where there are 1.3 million people, in the absence of a credible plan to deal with the population.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday Israel would press forward with its military campaign into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, amid rising international pressure. The White House has announced U.S. military officials at the Pentagon will rush about $300 million in weapons to Ukraine after finding some cost savings in contracts. Tuesday's announcement comes as Ukraine is running dangerously low on munitions and efforts to get fresh funds for weapons have stalled in the U.S. House of Representatives because of oppositions from Republican